And we are back. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, solid and conservative and just plain right, covering down on some major ground across the northern half of the most beautiful state in the nation. I'm talking about Alabama. I mean, this signal we have right now sends our show way on down south of Birmingham, up north of Huntsville, Tuscaloosa, back to Gadsden, parts of Georgia, Tennessee, Mississippi, thrown in just for good measure. All right, now waiting on Lieutenant Governor Will Ainsworth to get on the line, but I know that they were going into session, and he was trying to squeeze it in between some gavelings. So while we wait on that, let me just go ahead and introduce the topic. So the tax man cometh. That's number one on the triple dipper. So the tax man cometh. What does that even really mean? Well, I got a number of things that are happening in Montgomery because they're in session right now, and these are designed efforts to reduce your tax burden. That should get everybody's attention. I mean, this is big doings. Because I'll say it's big doings on a variety of ways. It's big doings for the fact that just 10 years ago-ish, when I actually, it's, well, 13 years ago. Good Lord, it's been 13 years. 13 years ago when I was elected to the Alabama State Senate, we had nada. We had nothing. We were in deficit. The Democrats had ruined the budgeting processes. We had been in proration for several years prior. Proration basically means your budget isn't balanced, and so you basically have to cut the budget in mid-year. You prorate it down. Well, we were in a bad way. So number one, we have surpluses now. Big doings. That's great. Number two, every other state in our region has done some measurable effort towards tax relief. Some of it was temporary, like suspending the gas tax during COVID, trying to lower the cost of groceries, pushing back on income tax, and like Mississippi cut their income tax significantly. All said and done, this is big because Alabama has done none of that. None. Now, I will say this. We are a low taxation state in some ways, in like property taxes. Some of the lowest property taxes in the nation. People move here just because of our property tax. I did a closing not long ago for a multi-million dollar property, a real estate transaction, and the person was moving here from California, could not believe that the property taxes was lower as they were. Now, we want it to stay that way, right? We don't want to say, well, we'll cut your taxes over here, but we'll raise that property tax, and the liberals love that idea. But they really, also kind of don't, because Alabama's strange budgeting processes puts property taxes feeding what's known as the general fund, which is everything else in the world it takes to run our state besides education. The education fund gets income tax money. So they don't want to sacrifice that, not unless they can get it carved out to come over. But listen, the things they're looking at right now are actually pretty significant. And I'm going to get a number for Boomer real quick. Boomer, I'm going to hand my phone to you. Y'all, excuse me one second while we do some internals. Boomer's going to try and get hold of the lieutenant governor and see if we can get him on. Lord, Boom, I'll find it in a minute. Hard to talk, scroll my phone, and do all the things. This is wearing me out, Boom. I don't know if I can do it. Anyway, bottom line is we'll get the lieutenant governor on here in a minute. But there are several bills right now. Justin Bogie from the 1819 News, working also for the Alabama Policy Institute, he wrote a piece that came out just today. It's called Four Tax Credit Bills You Should Know About. And this is good stuff. Four major bills that you got to know about that are going on in your legislature right now. Well, one of them is designed to literally just cut your taxes. Your income tax credits are given for different things that you could do. What's his name? Danny Garrett, budget chairman of the House. He's got a bill right now that would lower the state income tax rate. Right now, we are a state that has 2 to 5%. That's the income tax rate, 2 to 5. He's looking at abolishing the 2% level, giving you tax breaks on some of the lower levels, and then dropping the upper level to 4.75. Now, these are modest, if you get down to it. These are modest, but they're also important. Because I'll be honest with you, I would love to see more. In the era of big budget surpluses, one of the things that I like to say is, if government winds up with excess money, it means they took too much of our money in the first place. is not like a business where you're supposed to always be flush with cash and putting aside profits and bonusing everybody. No, you're the government. But I don't mind that they did it well enough that they've got extra they didn't expect. And once they get that extra, I'd like to see them start modifying what they do to collect. So Danny Garrett, Republican from down in Trustful, he's got a bill right now that would do some of that. A couple of the other bills mixed in here. House Bill 208 by State Representative Jamie Keel from Russellville. He's got one. It was supposed to be scheduled to come up in the Alabama House of Representatives for a vote yesterday even. It creates an income tax credit for up to 50% of the tax liability of individuals and businesses that make donations to pregnancy and residential maternity facilities. So what they're basically saying is we're a pro-life state, but we also recognize that now that we're allowed to say no abortion, now that we're allowed to say, hey, this is an abortion-free state, the Dobbs ruling did what it did. Well, what that does, though, is it, you know, potentially creates the idea that there are people who would have gotten an abortion before that now won't. And so we're saying, hey, all you good folks out there who helped vote to make us a, because we did, we embedded it in our Constitution, which means the public voted. Hey, public, since y'all voted and we agreed that we're going to be a pro-life state, maybe we ought to do something to, you know, help the pro-life centers that give people things like, you know, motherhood skills and getting them through the prenatal care and all of that. Well, you can get a tax write-off for doing that donation if indeed the bill passes. Another one we got right now, and this is kind of odd, didn't see this coming. So there's all this talk about gun control, gun safety, gun control, get guns out of the hands of kids, yada, yada. Well, how about this? Rather than controlling guns and infringing on the Second Amendment, how about we give people a tax credit for purchasing a gun safe? You decide you want to buy a gun safe, there might be a credit for there. There also, by the way, in this bill, which is House Bill 375 by State Representative Matt Simpson, it would also abolish any state and local sales taxes on gun safes. Okay. I may be in need of a new gun safe, just saying. House Bill 217. Actually, there's two of them, House Bill 217 and House Bill 368, both of which are sponsored by Democrat Minority Leader from Huntsville, Anthony Daniels, who is coming across this session as being more conservative fiscally than a lot of the Republicans. But Anthony, who was on the show not long ago, I need to get him back on. But Anthony Daniels has literally got a bill that would exempt any income tax on overtime hours, which is cool, and another bill which would give a tax credit to employers who helped fund childcare costs. So I'm just telling you, folks, there's actually some stuff happening, and I'm kind of taken aback by it. Hey, Boomer, you got him on the line or what? No? Okay. All right. We'll keep working. I don't know where he went. I'm going to start talking bad about you, Governor Ainsworth. But I do want to do this. I've got a bill that I think could make a difference. It's a bill that right now is covered up with support from House and Senate members. It deals directly with the fact that Alabama is one of the few states in the nation that actually taxes groceries at all. And we're going to talk about that in a minute when we get back from the break. Let's go ahead and do the break. We'll take it right now. We'll come right back. And yeah, I'm telling you, we have an opportunity before us to watch something cool happen with not only income tax, not only tax credits, but then looking at whether or not we're finally going to do something about the fact that Alabama is one of the only states in the nation that taxes milk and bread. All right. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Y'all stay tuned. We will be right back. We are back. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Solid conservative, just plain right. Saving the world one soundbite at a time. Well, listen, we're in number one of the triple dipper here. I titled this whole section, The Tax Man Cometh. But what's nice is the tax man cometh usually means they're coming to take more away. We're seeing several pieces of legislation right now in the Alabama State Legislature during the regular session that's ongoing today that are designed to potentially reduce your tax burden. Some of them are tax credits. Some are potential rebates. Some are true tax cuts where they actually cut the amount that you could ever be taxed. And then another one has come up that we've been talking about on this show since the day I went on the air. And that's the fact that Alabama is one of the only states in the nation, one of only roughly, I think, 10 or 11 still left that taxes groceries at all. And of those, only three tax at the highest possible rate it can. And a piece of legislation is being pushed through the State House and Senate that appears to have overwhelming support and including the backing of the lieutenant governor. So without further ado, we're going to bring in Lieutenant Governor of the great state of Alabama, Will Ainsworth, who's been helping with this legislation. Governor, how you doing?
I'm doing great. Yeah, good afternoon, and great to be on the show. Appreciate your friendship. Appreciate all you do for the conservative movement. Thank you.
You're welcome. Hey, listen, so one of the things that really caught my attention on this is, first of all, you thrown the weight of your office behind the idea of cutting the grocery tax. I mean, people don't realize that you don't have the ability to go on the floor and sponsor a piece of legislation per se, but you can add the weight of your office, and you've done that. And you've pretty much gotten every legislator on board. Talk to us about that.
Yeah, that's right. We worked hard just to educate people to use our office. You mentioned, we certainly want to do what we can do to benefit the people of Alabama. We certainly have a bully pulpit. We've used it on this issue. And I believe it's going to pass. I think when you look at the fact that, over 100, House members signed it right at 100. You've got 35 senators on board, every senator. And my understanding is it's going to travel in the House next week along with the education budget. So be in committee on Wednesday, on the floor on Thursday, and we expect it to pass, obviously with 100 sponsors. And then come to the Senate. And then I think, Senate will be in, that'll be after Memorial Day, and, probably take it up in committee on that Wednesday and then have it on the floor on that Thursday and get it passed and sent to the governor. And, I think that's the way it could play out. Obviously, as you know, things could change, but that's in our mind what we're hoping happens over the next few weeks. And I think that's going to be a big deal for the people of Alabama. You think about a $304 million tax cut, that's huge, right? And I think at the end of the day, when you look at inflation and what Joe Biden's economy is doing to America and Alabama, it's time to give people a cut. And I believe that when you have a surplus in government, the best thing to do is not grow government, but give it back to the people. And that's what we're going to do.
Well, that's good stuff. And you're definitely preaching to the choir here on this show. But what you just described is like the best case scenario for any piece of legislation to travel. You're right. You got to go through both all the committee processes and both floor votes in the House and the Senate and then to the governor for signature. I have not heard much at all from the governor's office on this issue. Do you have any concern at all that she would veto it or just, choose to pocket veto it by not signing it?
I don't think so. I think the governor certainly, she's for, good policies that are going to improve our state. And, I think the governor will support that, and it's going to help the people of Alabama. And that's what she's about.
Well, so that being said, if we got a process with that many sponsors, then the question is just moving it. And one of the things I noticed, a story came out today. One of them was on Yahoo and the other was on 1819. I'm not sure which one I was looking at when I saw this, but that Speaker of the House, Nathaniel Ledbetter, said they may actually substitute the bill on the floor to do more of a cut, because I think the bill has a phase-in, if I'm not mistaken, the original version, and they may actually drop one in that would cut it faster. What do you know about that?
Yeah, and we've had conversations. I'm supportive of that. I think what they're going to do is go in and cut it 1% now, and then in a few years cut the other 1%. Instead of doing a 0.5% over 4 years, just go ahead and do 1 cent now and good with that, and then in a few years do the other cent. And so same thing, 2 cents. Just would instead of just doing a 0.5 cent, 0.5 cent, 0.5 cent, 0.5 cent, it would do one now and one, I believe, in 2 or 3 years. And so I support that and think, that's certainly willing to work with House and Senate. Our goal is to get it done, and we're supportive of that.
Well, and the legislation also, it has some additional stringers on there, like because people don't realize sometimes that all the tax you're paying when you check out at the grocery line, only a part of that's state and part of that's local. And you can see upwards of, 9 cents on the dollar in some places around the state. So we're not actually taking away from local municipalities with current taxes they have in place, that would be like, you know, sort of like an unfunded mandate, stripping them of income they have. But what we are looking at doing is saying, but you can't add on in the future. Is that still in the legislation as far as you know?
Oh, yeah, and that's going to stay in there. That's important. What we don't want to do is, so the locals have the ability to tax groceries, right, and to have a sales tax. And so what we want to do is make sure that if we take this tax off, that the locals don't raise it, because then the people of Alabama don't see a tax cut. And so we want to make sure we lower the tax burden on individuals in the state. So the bill freezes the rate the, you know, cities are at on groceries, and then it doesn't allow them to raise it. They are allowed to lower it, but they can't raise it. So that bill has that in there, and I think it's very important.
I tell you, I don't think many of them would try this, but I've got an article here from Yahoo that there's a small town. I won't name the town. They're on the newspaper article. A little town of Berlin in Coleman County is talking about whether they need to raise their local tax quickly before this bill goes into effect. And I thought, boy, that's kind of defeating the purpose. I mean, so I would say that people need to be aware that in the next few months, as the bill goes into effect, I'm sure y'all are going to pass it, which is great, then we need to watch for locals trying to quickly put a new tax in place. And so people need to watch their local referendums.
Yeah, they need to watch that, and that's what we have elections for. If people decide to do that, I'd imagine they won't be in office much longer.
we'll see. Well, all right. So, Lieutenant Governor Ainsworth, I want to tell you, I appreciate the work you did on this. So you've kind of leaned in on it. Since you're not one who can, like, as a senator or a representative, can drop in a bill yourself, tell me who are your sponsors, and how did you come to be a person who was gathering up signatures for the bill?
Yeah, absolutely. So, I mean, first, it's an issue that I felt, just kind of looking at when we had realized we were going to have a surplus, and, you know, my belief that we need to get a tax cut, trying to find out what is a tax cut that could impact everybody. So that's how we chose the grocery tax. Everybody's got to buy groceries, and thought that there'd be a tax cut that would help everyone in our state when they go to buy, you know, food and groceries. All right. So that's how we decided on that. Then the sponsors, Andrew Jones is, you know, been passionate about the grocery tax, and, you know, and so he was an easy Senate sponsor. Garland Gudger always also wanted to, and I mean, we had a lot of people that wanted to carry it, but since Andrew Jones had worked on this issue before, I asked him to carry it here. And then in the House, you know, had a good friend, Danny Garrett, that's the chair of the ETF, and we served together in the House. And Danny and I go way back from when he used to work in Marshall County. He worked with Dad, and so I've known Danny, and he was, you know, wanted to carry it. Same thing in the House. We had a lot of people wanting to carry it, and but Danny was willing to carry it. And so we've got two great, you know, sponsors in the Senate and House. And then, you know, we just started, you know, me and my staff talking to people about why this was important. And, man, just kind of took off like wildfire, people wanting to co-sign and sponsor it. And, you know, we're thankful for everybody's support. And but really, I mean, it gets back to, you know, what can we do to improve people's lives and lower the tax burden where people can have more money? I realize the fact that a dollar doesn't go as far because of inflation. So this will help reduce the tax burden in our state. It's a big deal.
Well, all right. Lieutenant Governor Will Ainsworth, we are out of time, but I appreciate you making time for us today. I know you guys gavel in about 30 minutes, but in the meantime, keep us posted on how it's going. If you see it slowing down or speeding up for that matter, let us know and we'll get it on the show. All right.
Hey, awesome. Appreciate it. Thank you so much.
All right. Thank you. All right. We're about to head to the top of the hour break, but there you go. Tax man cometh. That's one dipper in the can, but that's your Lieutenant Governor, Will Ainsworth. And like I said, a lot of folks don't realize he does not have the authority to introduce legislation on his own. As Lieutenant Governor, all he can do is lean in on it. But putting the weight of his office behind it, encouraging others to do it, presenting to others why it would be a good thing is a big deal. And I'm glad to see that finally, after Democrats proposing this for years, but always wanting to raise taxes in other places to offset it, which is just... that's not a tax cut. That's shifting the tax burden. What we finally saw was a clean bill coming in that's going to do something meaningful that everyone will see. When you buy milk, bread, eggs, and bacon, it's going to be 1 to 2 to 3 cents cheaper coming up in the very near future if things go as planned. All right, folks. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Y'all stay tuned. We will be right back.